The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin to my left, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Kelly is figuring out that Will Zalatoris just withdrew.
Wow, just perfect timing for that segment. Should we just should I talk more about Will Zalatoris and the tweet comes down 10 seconds later that he's WD'd from the event?
Did he withdrew before he took a stroke? Though.
Yes, that was That was the big part. Yes,
we get tweets at beating the book. By the way, still to come, Alex Kane, CEO of Sport Trade, will join us. Mike Pritchard, former NFLer and of course national champion of Colorado, to talk championship weekend with us, and Jason Weingarten standing by with all his bets. I want to get his Hall of Fame thoughts too.
I always wonder how this works on the other side. So Zalatoris withdraws. Ryan Moore's now in. Like, you're Ryan Moore. What are you getting a call at 7 o'clock in the morning?
You're speeding in.
Yeah, speeding in.
Dodging the cops. Unlike, you know.
Yeah, you tee off
Scheffler
in 3 hours
there.
If you want to play here.
Yeah. And then, man. And then you're frazzled as you take your first tee shot. Yeah. We get tweets at beating the book. Primetime. Cowboys underscore Cubs one. Greetings and salutations, boys. What did he say here? Oh, a.k.a. Yo. Hey, man. He has a different greeting. He said, the Cowboys, winners of three, count them three Super Bowls since D.C. last appeared in the big game. Wow, is that spin. Oh, you mean the Cowboys who haven't been past the divisional round since 1995? Oh, that team.
You two were getting into it yesterday.
Would have impossible Dak salary cap issues if this whole Sanders to Dallas facade would happen, he says. Bill Hooker showing me a picture of, is that Torborg and Mahomes exchanging jerseys? Referee jersey and Mahomes game jersey at some point?
That's fantastic.
Wow. You never know what's real these days, but I think that's real. Shooter McGamblin. Gil, throughout the season, you have praised the Commanders' fourth down aggressiveness, but at times been critical of Dan Campbell's. Is it as simple as when you're an underdog, you should be more aggressive and less aggressive when you're a favorite? Shooter, it is a fair question, but it's not an accurate representation. With Washington, I have made the point, it is never really as aggressive as people are making it out to be, because it's always fourth and short. They rarely go for anything beyond fourth and five. And so when people look at the fourth down, you know, when you hear people say, oh, they're the luckiest team ever. No, they're not. It's all very consistent. The kid keeps making them, right? It's impossible to figure out. Jaden Daniels, you know, the defense, it's impossible for them to stop him because they don't know what they're going to do on the option. And it's always short. Dan Campbell, we've had games where he has inconsistently tried fourth down. So in other words, he's trying it at some point on fourth and long when he shouldn't be. And on fourth and short, then all of a sudden he won't. It just isn't as consistent. We highlighted that earlier. So it's not quite the same thing, in my opinion. J.D. Emmons, Gambling 101, took your Svitolina plus 165 and over 22 games. A third set guaranteed the 22. Live Keys was minus 133. You could guarantee a one-unit win if you took Keys live. I did. There you go. Bobby Knuckles. We need the love. We need in the love zone to come back, Kelly, for our Sirius XM audience. Or maybe Gil can make volume 2 exclusive to VSiN subscribers. Oh, yeah. It's true. Let's talk about the Slow Jam CD.
Who bought it? Wasn't Rob. It was Ben, right? It was Ben Wilson?
Ben Wilson bought it. Yeah, Ben Wilson bought
it. What a find.
Jaime Leva, quote, maybe you can stick around after everyone leaves and we can sweep together. What's that from?
I don't know the quote.
Lance Schaefer, Bears fan. He's very now. He's spinning. Listen, he was the guy who thought Jaden Daniels was nothing special. Now he's spinning it. Listen, he goes, thank you, Jaden Daniels. If it wasn't for the Hail Mary, by the way, it's the Hail Miriam, Lance. Let's get that right. It tanked the season, which led to Ben Johnson. Proof of this fact, Bears undefeated at home, but get their butts kicked by New England at home. Everything that kid touches turns to gold. So he's taking the Jaden Daniels Hail Miriam and saying, we got Ben Johnson. I'm not sold on Ben Johnson. I got news for you. For the stories we told. Let's see here. This is also from, A10 Locks. Careful with the Lowry play this week. Kelly, he says he had some agent turmoil that's making the media rounds in Ireland.
Mm.
And then Dave Neal saying Will Zalatoris just withdrew from the Farmers, just a heads up for Kelly, which you just talked about. And then Ryan Hyatt, love the feedback on Gil's radio life. The flashback on Gil's radio life, think our radio eras are pretty similar. Question, when you were playing music, was it on carts or already moved to CDs? And you might be the only personality on VSiN who knows what Q-Burn is and how to avoid. It was both on carts, and then we got CDs. So I went through both eras. Ladies and gentlemen, he comes to us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. He is a man, if you're not familiar with him, and to some on the Sirius XM 158 audience, they must not be. A man who bets on many, many sports and does so in his own unique kind of way. You'll know what I mean momentarily. It's the great Jason Weingarten at Spreadopedia is where you can follow him on Twitter. That's at Spreadopedia. He joins us now courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. It's good to be back on XM. I'm a big fan of XM. Listen to it in my car every day.
That's great. And now people get to hear you for the first time. How would you describe, like, you know, because Rufus was on here, I was like, hey, he might be the most successful bettor of his generation. As I'm reintroducing all of our guests to a new audience, Fezzik, the first back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, the only back-to-back winner. Bob, Dr. Bob, a pioneer in using predictive algorithms to predict sports. What would be your elevator pitch to people?
Just a baseball bettor. I bet on other things. I do decently, and enough to keep coming back, but I don't know. Don't have much of an elevator pitch. I'm just the guy they have on the show because I'm interesting, I guess.
That's Jason, because he's interesting.
He has proclaimed that he's the winningest guest ever on the show, right? At least once, that. Right?
At least five times, yes.
I don't mean I've won more in my career. I mean on the show, my bets have won more than anybody else.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Because I've been on since like the first day, so I have the longevity over everybody. I'm likely,
He's got the CC Sabathia counting stats.
Yes, very much like that.
Yes,
similar.
So CC Sabathia gets in the Hall of Fame because he has. I mean, listen, you get 3,000 strikeouts. There's no debate. You're in that kind of thing. By the way, also had 251 wins, which we are unlikely to see perhaps moving forward in baseball. How does Ichiro not get a unanimous selection? Are we ever going to find out the person who did not vote Ichiro in?
No, I don't think we will, but I hope it does spread some change to get the voting all public. It's just kind of stupid that we have to even talk about him not being unanimous. The hall is a weird place, but it's, what can you say? And I mean, I personally think there should be gamblers on the Hall of Fame voting committees because, you need people to gamble on the game to be able to put in context who truly was a great player. NFL and MLB, more so my focus is always on the NFL Hall of Fame. If I could pick one job, it would be to be an NFL Hall of Fame voter. I think that's where I would be best personally. Yeah.
I was really upset by that yesterday because it's hard not to come away. And I know this is not a sports betting thing, but it's a Hall of Fame thing. But, for those of us who care about such things as well, it's hard not to come away from hearing he wasn't unanimous and thinking to yourself, whoever didn't vote him in, the reasons can't be baseball related, right? They're like personal bias related in some way, and we'll never know. But it that was terrible. If he's not unanimous, who is?
It was probably somebody's just thinking that, Babe Ruth wasn't unanimous, Ty Cobb wasn't unanimous, whatever. So he just somebody who was standing up for precedent and voted against him
but didn't stand up for the precedent when Mariano Rivera, who also deserved to be unanimous. But anyway,
it's, I don't know.
Have you made any baseball bets for 2025 yet?
I got a win total that I got my eye on. I haven't played it big yet because it's still so early. But one of the teams I'm going to be fading this year is the Padres. It looks like when you start reading the actual news coming out of San Diego, it looks like they have massive ownership issues. Their owners are suing each other. They don't have money. I've seen the beat writers discuss that they're probably going to try to offload some higher paid players and replace the talent with lower paid talent. So I think I saw them open at 87 or 88 or something, or 80, 85 maybe. I thought any of those numbers in the mid 80s were a bit high for the Padres this year. That was one of the first things that stood out. And then obviously, I saw the rookie of the year and the MVP and all those markets sort of pop up. No surprise, there's not a ton of value in Rookie of the Year or Cy Young after the last couple of years, but I was incredibly surprised Sasaki opened up. I think it was at Caesars at like 2-1. Like, there's zero value there. Can't even yeah. You know, can't even discuss betting numbers like that in January. But yeah, it looks like it's gonna be some interesting futures markets if a lot of the value has been sucked out of them this early.
Real quick, you're a Dodgers guy, 103.5. Is that too high to bet on? Season win?
I bet the under last year, and I bet no team would win whatever the highest number was. It was somewhere in the low hundreds. Probably going to do that bet again because, again, the reality, as good as this Dodgers team is they don't have an incentive to win 105, 110 games. It doesn't matter. Like, you end up in the same position postseason wise as you do with 100 wins, as you do with 115 wins. So all those extra wins just kind of become historical facts and trivia later on, as opposed to the goal of winning another World Series. So should be an interesting year. And, you know, it's obviously got to point out the Dodgers still have like a 70% chance of not winning the World Series, even after the amazing offseason they have. So everyone still has something to play for, a lot to play for, actually.
Any bet this weekend in the NFL?
Not so much yet. I do think I'm going to end up on the Bills. I don't know. I don't see it in Kansas City this year, especially when you got to lay 2 or 2.5 with them. It's not been their best team. And I think, you know, I really hope Buffalo ends up in a Super Bowl. And for you, I haven't bet on Washington, but I'm very excited for you. And I know
Thank
how
you,
great
sir.
It is to have your team in a
yes,
championship
it is.
Game. So go Commanders.
Thank you, buddy. Sorry about your Rams. Jason Weingarten, everybody. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Alex Kane from Sport Trade next.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more in an NFL line at the best price of the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? You need Sport Trade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting with minus 104 lines instead of the standard minus 110. Instant in-game betting and a dedicated concierge player service, Sport Trade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. You can download Sport Trade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Love you guys. Best listeners in the game. Lionel G. Williams. I'm less worried about the Washington defense. My concern is the fatigue factor, fourth straight road game, because if you possess the ball on long drives, it protects your defense. Scuba Scott, talking about golf, he says, the four remaining alternates, talking about the whole Will Zalatoris withdrawal, the four remaining alternates in round one opening day will show up and go through full warm-ups. If they get in, they play. If they don't, they go home. No to Kelly betting horses. Betting horses is great as long as you don't get the one you bet at 10-1 and finishes at 20-2. Oh, 20-2. I'm not sure what he said.
You know, he's probably talking about silly parimutuel odds and drive me insane.
That's right. Trip Tepper. Good news. Max Grazerman is a leaflet athlete per Wikipedia. I've sprinkled a few shekels on him outright in placement markets. Let's go. I was right, Trip. My radar is intact. This is from Paul Zhang. Sweep together is a Seinfeld quote, lip reading gone wrong. Ah, we missed a Seinfeld reference.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. It was let's sweep together like with a broom. It's a lip reading thing from Seinfeld. What were we talking about? Oh, Bobby Hurley. Danny Hurley, pardon me. Drew from Mr. Drew, 50. Now that the tennis plays come out at a decent time of day, I have nothing to look forward to at 5 p.m. Eastern. Can Kelly shoot out a live first round pick at 5 today?
It's a good one. It actually leads me into a little golf PSA for today. Any of these tournaments that are played on multiple courses, make sure if you're going to bet first round leaders, they're usually split up by course now at the sports books. Now, if you can find a book hanging just first round leader odds overall, the North Course will play much easier than the South Course today.
I was just talking about Sport Trade, by the way. Minus 104 lines instead of minus 110 lines. Its CEO, Alex Kane, is kind enough to join the program from time to time, including right now. He joins us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line with the best head of red hair you will ever find in your life with the Iowa t-shirt today. How you doing, Alex?
What's up, guys? I saw Caitlin Clark on the telecast the other day, and I was like, I had to support. I have got the Iowa. I've got the Indiana Fever. I want to get the Team USA Clark jersey. I got to wait till next year.
Wow. Fanboying on Caitlin Clark. Good for you. Let me, so we have a new SiriusXM 158 audience here, Alex. So I want to start as if, let's act like we don't know anything about Sport Trade at all. For the listener who has not heard about Sport Trade, give us the 30-second elevator pitch, if you will, or go as long as you need to.
Absolutely. Am I still coming through loud and clear?
Yes, you are, sir.
Awesome. Well, first I want to congratulate you guys for getting back, on SiriusXM. I remember speaking with Bill over Bet Dash. You guys are now fully control of the helm, so congratulations. Sport Trade's an online sports betting app. We're live in 5 states. Gil, you do an amazing job every day of introducing that to your audience. 2 things. We are like the lowest margin sports book you could possibly imagine. So if you come onto our app, you're going to see very regularly, like for the conference championship games, -104, -104 lines for huge size. By game day, that gets, you can bet 35, 50,000, upwards of 100,000 in incredible prices. But we're also, we introduced this exchange mechanic, this marketplace mechanic, where you're actually able to get better than that -104 price. And when you do that and you ask for a better price, it allows Sport Trade to offer that price to all of its consumers, which improves the price on that side of the market as well. So it's a really low margin sports book if you just want a basic experience. If you're looking for a little bit more, you can actually do so much more with Sport Trade. You can get better prices. You can trade in and out of your positions during the season or during the game. And look, we want to put the player first, right? It's all about transparency, consumer protections. We don't offer things like parlays. We don't offer things like casino. Our goal is to give you the fairest sports betting experience you could possibly imagine.
And by the way, without making it sound like too much of an infomercial, every time we put that up, pardon me, when the QR code comes up, you just have to scan it on your phone and bam, you're on Sport Trade. I would imagine, Alex, from a very simple standpoint, that's sort of the biggest thing, which is you're probably super confident that if they change the behavior, if the sports bettor changes his or her behavior and gets on Sport Trade, they'll be hooked. It's just a matter of getting them to change that behavior. Is it as simple as that?
It's as simple as that. I mean, like our best marketing is honestly just getting out there, getting on the odd screen, showing our prices. The Sport Trade Whale Tracker, which is on X, is just a real-time post of all the big bets that come through our app in real time. If you want to take it a step further, you download the app. You don't even need an account. You can see all the bets. We call this tape. All the bets coming through Sport Trade in real time. And once those customers kind of get started, we'll reach out to them. We text them and say, hey, you know, you could get even better. You know, you could like buy into this team with not even the plan of keeping it to the end, but like you're going to get a really fair cash out offer throughout the game and start to change that user behavior of like, you know what, maybe I will bet Notre Dame on the money line. I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State, but if they get off to a good start, then the probability of my bet winning goes up and the value goes up and I can sell it. And it's not that sort of crappy cash out offer that the sports books give me. It's a really fair price. And so it's a journey. And I think once customers start the journey, we got them. To your point, Gil, it's like we've got to get more of those players. But I think it's just like improving the product, having that word of mouth get out there, having pros say, you know what, I tried Sport Trade last week. I got $25,000 down at -104. What are you doing using any other sports book? And just kind of playing into that and improving the product.
I want to ask you a couple questions, one of which is, I think, more fun than the next one, maybe. But the fun one for me is, what have you observed? I'm just curious always with stuff with better behavior. Has anything surprised you? Maybe the sports that they're betting, maybe the type of bet that they're making. Has anything sort of surprised you that you would never have anticipated beforehand?
I think the thing, like starting Sport Trade, I thought, okay, if we create this app where you always have a very fair market and that market is tight, and you measure that tightness in terms of the width of how wide is the market in terms of percentages. Like -110 is -110 is about a 4.5% wide market. Sport Trade's 1%. And in play, it breaks Sport Trade is like 1.5 to 2%. So if you change this entire way of like how customers are charged, then they're going to be able to buy low and sell high. And like, we've seen some uptake on it, not nearly as much as ultimately will happen. Because if you say, well, like take golf as a great example, like Hideki, maybe at 8% on Sportradar this week, the sell price is like 7.5. So like, it's really, really, really tight. Most books don't even give you a sell price, right? They don't allow you to bet no. If he takes the lead in the first round, he's going to go from 8% to 20%, let's say, he plays really well, and you'll be able to sell it at like 19%. And so what that allows you to do is start to take bets based on where you think directionally guys are going to go. And I think I've been surprised that we haven't seen as much uptake in that because you can truly sit there and say, here's, you don't have to bet the first round leader anymore. Just bet the guy you think is going to do well. If he actually has the first round lead, he's going to shoot up and the odds will go from 0.5% chance to win to 10% chance. You'll have 20 extra money. And then very frictionlessly, you can exit that position. So it's just more user sort of education, but it's sort of surprising to me that more folks don't do it because, you know, but I guess it doesn't surprise me at the same time because it's like a totally different way of thinking about sports betting.
Well, specifically about golf, I have always said on this show, for those who have listened to this show long enough, I've always said golf is the sport most ripe for a sports betting revolution. And it's probably not going to, and I will add this now as I'm talking to you, it probably won't happen with sports books, traditional. It'll probably happen with something alternative. And Alex is describing just that on Sportradar. Real quick before we go, a lot of buzz around crypto.com in so many ways. People are familiar with it. I think the election and other kinds of markets sprouted up and people became aware of Polymarket and that sort of thing. Let's dive in on that a little and how that relates to Sportradar. Is that a similar type of thing?
It's precisely the exact same thing. I'll do in 30 seconds the best I can with describing what's going on there. There was another regulator in the U.S. It's a federal-like regulator called the CFTC. They regulate event futures, commodities, futures, things like that. And this company, Crypto.com, has said, hey, when we list the Super Bowl winner, we think that that's a commodity. We think that's a future. And the mechanic by which they're offering it is the exact same way that Sportradar offers it. The prices are expressed in probabilities. And ultimately, that can mean really great things for consumers. The confusing thing that we're going to have to find out over the next year is who is the right regulator for this sort of product. Is it a state-by-state regulator, or is it this federal regulator called the CFTC?
Right, because right now, correct me if I'm wrong, that federal regulator, it's a pretty broad interpretation of what they're allowing Crypto.com to do, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. I can see a world where you can list the Masters futures and say, well, there has to be a real hedging economic reason, right, for this to have value, right? That you can't just list Steph Curry over under 4.5 points. You can't do that.
Alex,
but you can list things that you can make an argument that someone is hedging real economic interest or real economic risk. For the Super Bowl, right, you can make that argument. For something like Steph Curry 4.5 threes, I don't think you can make that argument.
Alex, I got to run. Thank you so much. Alex came from Sportradar, everybody. Check it out, the app that's changing sports betting. Thank you, Alex. Coming back with
a numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Put your skills to the test in the Pegasus Playoff Pick'em Challenge. Say that five times fast. Pegasus Playoff Pick'em Challenge, brought to you by our friends at First Bet. Sign up for free to play at sports.first.com/contest. That's sports.1st.com/contest. And make your picks for Saturday's marquee horse races at Gulfstream Park, as well as Sunday's big football games. Top pickers will receive First Bet vouchers you can use to play the ponies. And everyone who plays will receive VSiN Super Bowl betting guide. That is sports.first.com/contest to play. That's the number one on first in there. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Bobby Geddes, good start for soccer yesterday with Paul Carr. Yes, over 5.5 in the Barca game at +260. Final score, 5-4 Barcelona.
I was going to say, there was 9 goals scored in that.
Wow. He says, I couldn't find over 4.5, so I parlayed Barca double chance and over 4 at +400 at 4-1. But can you tell Carr to get a little bolder? I expect an alt over 8.5 next week. Brian Morianen.
How does Barcelona let up 4 goals? That's my bigger takeaway. I don't know these teams that well, but like, come on, Barcelona, you're supposed to be great.
Yeah, he did what he had to do. Paul Carr, 2 more plays today. We'll repeat them in our G-Bank best bets later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brian Morianen, With the Willie Zalatoris withdrawal, I believe the first couple alternates are the course preparing for the first tee time. Yes, I feel like last year there was a last-second withdrawal, and they showed a guy and his caddy running to the first tee.
Yeah, it happens. I don't know about you, though, Gil. If I was a professional golfer, take me out of the alternate rotation. You're like, oh, wait, I'm going to show up there, like, prepare for hours, and then I might just not even get to play. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Either I'm qualified or no, I'll stay at home.
Biddling, sprinting to the first tee. Hey, is that Kelly? Edward Lefevre. Gil, can you tell us more about golfing with Kornheiser and Wilbon? By the way, the North and South course were both redone several years ago. Who was low man that day? Low man was the guy I was playing with. He was incredible.
I was so derailed when you brought that up.
Like, well, Wilbon and I have a mutual friend. Wilbon's best friend, Neville, who you'll hear them refer to on PTI.
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Used to be my boss at a radio station in Northeast DC years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Nevy Nev.
Did you guys bet anything on it?
No, there was no bets. There were no bets. This was pre-betting legalization, and those two guys don't really love betting to this day.
Wilbon, anti-betting. No,
I don't care what Vegas says. That's Wilbon's thing. And then Mark Geiger, in-house attorney for A Numbers Game, says, Jeter and now Ichiro, who also missed unanimous election by one vote, they get to vote for 10 players. Let's make the guys living in mom's basements, drinking daily 12-packs and watching videos of what no one should ever watch, identify themselves. Did you just couple Jeter with Ichiro? Jeter should never have been close to anything you did.
You know what my biggest takeaway from this is? I'm just kind of tired of Hall of Fame arguments. Like, it's just every time a big name comes up for something, there's some controversy.
I'm not tired of them. I just can't believe how they consistently get things wrong. Again,
but like, it's that.
Again,
like,
Albert Bell is not in the Hall of Fame. Andrew Jones is not in the Hall of Fame. And I'm not even getting to the Barry Bonds argument.
Right.
And yet, I don't know, these guys with counting stats are. It's like
the outrage on Twitter yesterday. I'm just like, I don't know how I'm supposed to go nuts.
People love their sports, man. They love their enshrinements.
Like you said, though, they constantly screw this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's one of our favorites. He was kind enough to come on the Megapod and endure the Todd Wishnev experience earlier this year. He now joins us on the radio side. He is a national champion at the University of Colorado back in the day. And of course, an NFL player that played for several teams, three teams, one of which was the 1991 Atlanta Falcons, who drafted him. And of course, he got to experience the 1991 Washington Redskins, the greatest team of all time, twice that year, both regular season and playoffs. It's the great Mike Pritchard, everybody, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He joins us now from across town. How you doing, Pritch?
I'm doing great. That was at RFK. Like, it would have been different. It was in the Georgia Dome back in the day.
Yeah.
Come on now.
No. By the way, Skins might go back to the RFK site. This is big news for all
how about
of us.
That?
Oh, yeah. I'm on what Kelly said. I was on cloud 10 on the break. Mm. That'll get me on cloud 11 right there.
One of the most intimidating rides to a stadium, though, outside of Buffalo, RFK, going to RFK.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean, Mike? Like the tailgaters? Like just roll?
Yeah, just the way that you got to get to the stadium, the tailgaters. I mean, yeah, you didn't know if the bus was going to get jumped. You know, it was going to get detoured into some alley, and then that was the end of it, or not. I mean, Buffalo was similar. Like, you're going through neighborhoods trying to get to the stadium. So RFK, man, we're like, okay, let's get to the stadium. Make sure you get on the bus. Don't take your own ride to the stadium. Make sure you get on the bus to RFK.
Let's make it happen, DC. Let's get them back there. Okay, Mike, let's talk about these two championship games, and let's start with the NFC one. Let's do them early to late. The Eagles, 6-point favorites, hosting the Washington Commanders, the upstart Commanders, with rookie of the year, presumptive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels at the helm. How do you see this game, sir?
Well, I think Washington's in a sweet spot, Gil and Kelly, because of the youth on the roster. And they got this phenomenal quarterback, right? But they also have enough veteran presence and enough playoff experience and a head coach that's been to a Super Bowl before that. You know, they know what to do to get there. They know how to get there. They know what to do. They know what the blueprint is. And so the buy-in is phenomenal. Certainly, they're an outlier team, and we know that. I think disrespected a little bit here with this number. I like the number in terms of catching some points. Now, can they win the game and get to the Super Bowl? You know, that's something they have to overcome in terms of what Philly does and what Vic Fangio does defensively, trying to take away your weapons in the red zone, top five red zone scoring defense in terms of allowing touchdowns. But then conversely, though, you got Washington in the top six scoring touchdowns in the red zone. So highly creative, and the dynamic play of Daniels allows them to have multiple options. So if they can overcome those, overcome situations, I think they have a matchup advantage too, Gil. Certainly, I love the number, catching the points, but a chance to actually beat Philly again, that would be incredible to get to the Super Bowl.
Is he the greatest rookie quarterback you've ever seen?
He's up there. I mean, what I love about him is it's gone underrated. So, like, we love Lamar Jackson in terms of what he was as a playmaker with his legs. I mean, he was the best athlete. I always said this back in his early days. He was throwing to a lesser athlete. He was handing the ball off to a lesser athlete, right? But now he's an accomplished passer, you know? Yeah. And so Daniels is already an accomplished passer. He's a pocket passer, but he has the ability to escape the pocket, a la Randall Cunningham. You know, you think about Steve Young, and make phenomenal plays. I mean, he was a leading rusher on the football team this year. So he's that dynamic. And that, to me, is so hard to defend. You know, you can take away tendencies if you can, or certainly what the Commanders like to do, but how are you going to stop this dynamic player time after time? I mean, that to me gets difficult.
All right. So Mike Pritchard likes Washington with the points, stops short of taking Washington on the money line, though, to which I would say, Pritch, please. That's what I would say to that.
Quinyon Mitchell, I got to watch that injury, though. I mean, that shoulder could be a problem for him.
Okay, let's go to the what some people consider the marquee matchup, of course, the one that sort of the collision course, apologies to Ravens fans, between the Chiefs and Bills, where the Chiefs are a tick of a favorite now in the AFC Championship. Not now, but they have been for the duration here since the beginning of the week. They are now 2-point favorites, actually a little tick upwards. How do you see this?
Yeah, I mean, dynasties are dynasties, and certainly Kansas City's a dynasty. I mean, how do dynasties get derailed? They run out of players, or coaches move on. I mean, I don't see that happening with Kansas City. If you consider Kansas City as a dynasty, why would you go against that? I mean, Buffalo has been there time and time again. I believe they're more physical. I believe they have what it takes to make plays. I believe from an energy standpoint, they can go into Arrowhead and they know what that environment is going to be and execute and play well. But it's something about these dynasties, whether it was Montana back in the day, whether it was your Skins back in the day, whether it was the Broncos with Elway, you know, certainly Tom Brady. We always look to that team and the Giants, right? To go to the Giants in the Super Bowl. But that was in the Super Bowl for Tom Brady and a bunch. But, you know, for Patrick Mahomes and that host another AFC Conference Championship game, which is their goal each and every year, and they accomplished that.
Incredible.
I know, isn't it? And then they have a Travis Kelce who's been load managing all year long, and now he's fresh with two speed demons on the outside, whether it's Worthy or Hollywood. Kansas City has everything that they want offensively. I know the execution hasn't been at the top notch or top level, but yet here they are with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And then defensively, you can't forget how great they've been and how consistent they've been. So I like the Chiefs at home. I'm going to ride with the dynasty until somebody knocks that dynasty off the pedestal there.
So it sounds like you think they're winning it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was it? Plus 350, you know, not too long ago. Which I got asked the question, do you have a team that has value? And I'm like, I think Kansas City has value at plus 350 just because I know we get fatigue, right? We want to see the other side of things. But until a dynasty gets knocked off, I mean, I think I got to ride with that.
Kansas City Chiefs trying to be the first team to ever three-peat in the Super Bowl era, already in their seventh consecutive AFC championship. It's incredible. Mike, appreciate it, man. Great talking to you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Mike Pritchard, everybody, at MI Pritchard on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. We'll come back. We'll review all the bets made on the show today as part of our GBank Best Bets of the Day. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. By the way, it's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Circa. Oh, that's nice. She waved.
Yeah, I do that every now and then. Yeah,
that's very nice. Here on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate it. Trip Tepper. I'll offer the elevator pitch to new listeners for Jason Weingarten.
I was going to say, the listeners and us could do the elevator pitch better than he did.
He was a terrible spokesman for himself. Tripp says, an expert-level futures treasure hunter/forecaster, that dude consistently uncovers future bets with crazy value. There you go.
I mean, he spends more time at the post office than anybody you know. Yes. So just, you know, like, I'll just leave it at that.
He enjoys that experience.
Owns and operates a claw machine.
Claw machine, like the ones you see in carnivals.
Yep, just rents like that arcades, out places now.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Very fascinating individual. You will learn a lot about him if you keep listening to this show.
And a big fan of the tracksuit on the show.
Yeah, that's right, yes, that's right.
This is from, Mills on Deck, is this?
It's about that Lebowski lifestyle.
Paul Carr with, I still got to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Paul Carr with the monster over 4.5 yesterday. Can't wait until Premier League today. Yeah, we'll get to our best bets momentarily. A Joe named Jim had a class observation for my second grader today, and the very first word they had to read and then spell, sauce, S-A-U-C-E. I had to control outward laughter.
That's great. Hey, Gil, you would have nailed that test, man. You would have passed.
Yep.
First grade spelling
S-A-U-C-E,
test.
S-A-U-C-E, baby. John Smack, who goes by Juan Smack. He says, Saskatoon, 80-1 on FanDuel. That CFL? You used to love the CFL, right?
Yeah, Saskatchewan, though, is the CFL team.
Well, then what's he got at Saskatoon? What's he talking about?
I don't know. Is Saskatoon the capital of Saskatchewan? No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it the capital of Saskatchewan? I believe it is.
I don't know.
Again, conversations we should have off air.
I think they're pretty clever, actually. We're talking Canadian geography. Yeah. Are we expected to know that much?
You know, it'd be nice if we weren't so geocentric. Paul M. Love to know when or if apps like SportTrade will be in Canada anytime soon.
There you go.
I don't know. I wish I had asked Alex. We'll get that information for you. JC at JC562076 looks like they opened up a sweepstakes platform that allows California players to play online poker. Do you think the loophole will keep other companies expanding to non-legalized states? I don't know about what other companies' plans are, but ProfitX available in California via sweepstakes. Wise guy from 213, -600 for Wembanyama, defensive player of the year in the NBA. Whether this gets home or not, I was glad to get it at -200. Thanks again, Gil. Welcome to Sirius XM Channel 158. Do you think Wembanyama gets home for this?
Yeah,
you do. Okay.
I do. And I think, I mean, geez, and anything -200. I mean, I think we got to a small plus price. JVT can correct me in the next show if I'm wrong on him at one point this year. If you grabbed it at anywhere in that range, good on you, because I think it does get home.
What about Michael Montesano's point about the fact that the way that it was voted on last year emphasized the same criteria that ought to give it to Shea Gilgis this year?
I think 1 year is fine. I think when you start racking up these blocks numbers and steal numbers and everything that Wemby has, if you start doing it year over year over year, I think it's going to become undeniable. I think there was a lot of rookie of the year stuff last year as well with him that they just said, hey, we can avoid him in this market.
We got screwed last year.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. Those of us who had Wembanyama tickets. Tom Collins enjoyed Alex Kane's appearance on A Numbers Game. He looks forward to weekly guest shows from Alex. Paper Mike, the only person that has more withdrawals than Adam Sandler's caddy is Osaka in tennis. Stringfellow Hawk, I chickened out on the over 4.5 plus 240 with Paul Carr's Barcelona bet yesterday. I took over 3.5 at plus 103. Scared money don't make money.
I wonder.
He's right about that.
You know what I was wondering is what was the price on the alt over 8.5?
Is that even available?
I bet you someone hangs that
at 8.5. Yeah,
but like it would be a ridiculous price.
Nemesis Enforcer, real station and Northeast DC. Don't let me find out you worked at the old station on 8th Street, or was it WHUR? You bringing back memories? It was 4th and H Northeast. Nemesis Enforcer, it was WOL, Kathy Hughes' original station there in DC. I was Wendy Williams' intern. Yes, that Wendy Williams.
Actually, I think you've told me that one.
Bruce Dobigan, there are guys who insist no one should be unanimous for the Hall of Fame. There are also people who eat peas with a knife. That's very true. Bruce, we're going to end it with that one because that's exactly how I feel about that.
All right, my research is complete. Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan. Regina, that is where the Rough Riders play, and Trevor Harris is back as their quarterback this season.
Also, excellent pronunciation on Regina.
I've watched my CFL.
All right, I lied. More tweets. Jack Alec Weir. looking to fade the Chiefs, but waiting to see who the referee will be. When do they announce the refs for Sunday? Asking for a friend. I think they already have,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I believe they have.
They already have. We'll let you know here momentarily. Corey Henderson, 775. Gil, congrats on your skins. Sorry, they're always the skins to me. Oh, don't apologize for that. Can you and Kelly go over the look-ahead Super Bowl matchup numbers, or let me know when you did that so we can go back and listen? Cheers.
I have that written down for us to hit tomorrow or Friday.
All right, we will hit that tomorrow or Friday. Joe Pita on the show tomorrow as well, talking Eagles skins history as we test our friendship. Joe Pita and I test our friendship segment coming up. All right, shall we do our best bets of the day?
Let's do it.
We haven't done this. Our G-Bank, best bets of the day, the official bank of VSiN, as always, is G-Bank. Starting with my two tennis plays again. We split on the tennis yesterday. Had Svitolina, had the over. The over hit, but Svitolina couldn't quite get it done against Maddie Keys. Tonight, in the Badosa-Sabalenka match, semifinals at the Australian Open in Melbourne, I'm on Paula Badosa. She's Spanish. Plus 265 versus Sabalenka. And also taking the over in that match as well, over 21 games. Do you know that the two of them are best of friends?
Really?
They are best of friends. So this is always an awkward kind of thing. Sabalenka has gotten the best of her in the past, but I think Badosa, she should definitely not be anywhere near plus 265. I think this is a competitive match, and I think Badosa gets it done. So those are my two. You, sir.
One in the NBA tonight, been a light NBA week. Timberwolves, I played on the money line last night, minus 125. It's out to like 3. I would still be okay with it. They're just, I wouldn't let it move too much more. Keep an eye on the injury reports for the Mavericks today.
You also have your teaser going.
Bills up to 7.5 to close that out with Ohio State from Monday. That's all I got in the NFL so far.
All you got in the NFL, only 3 games left in the season, of course. JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel, he likes the Eagles, minus the points. He's laying the points versus the Commodes. We don't call them that anymore, the Commodores. He's also taking the Chiefs, laying the 1.5 versus the Bills. So he's on both of the favorites this weekend in the championship games, NFC and AFC, respectively. He has a couple NBA bets, as he is our senior NBA analyst. Celtics, minus the points versus the Clippers, laying 9 on Boston tonight versus the Clip Show, and then the Pelicans taking 7, plus 7 versus the Milwaukee Bucks from JVT. Matty Cox, college hoops, he's got Cal, plus 1.5 versus your FSU Seminoles, Kelly.
That is back-to-back weeks of the Weavers fading Florida State.
The Weavers do not like Florida State. They do not like you, I'm told.
That's right, I've heard that as well. Yep.
That's not true. Ole Miss, minus 3 versus Texas A&M is his other one as well. Was that it? Or we have more?
Oh, we have more.
Jason Weingarten, how about a season-long baseball bet for you? Padres under 87.5. Was that official? Or was he saying he was just thinking about it?
No, it's
official?
Pretty sure he said he bet that one.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking. And then Paul Carr, this is a holdover from yesterday. Remember, Paul Carr had the over 4.5 in the Barcelona game yesterday. And it ended up being a 5-4 finish. He's got 2 today. He's on the Celtics. This is all Champions League now. Celtics minus 1.5. That's Celtic, by the way. Minus 1.5 versus Young Boys. The Boston Celtics are not playing in the Champions League. Celtic minus 1.5 versus Young Boys. And then Real Madrid, he's got the team total over 3.5 at plus 105. I'll shop around here. Versus Salzburg. Salzburg is from?
The Bundesliga in Austria.
Kelly was so mad that he missed that Bundesliga prop yesterday.
I was so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, sorry.
Disappointed.
You got your mulligan. G-Bank Best Bets, as always, brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. VSiN recommends every bettor make the G-Bank Visa Signature Card part of their betting toolbox. Save up to 3-5% on cash advance fees, earn cashback rewards on eligible betting transactions, and now for a limited time, you'll get a $250 bonus when you open your account and spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/G-Bank. Take advantage of the $250 bonus for a limited time from our friends at G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. By the way, Kelly, the other semifinal on the ladies' side tonight, Iga Świątek, current world number 2, who I believe will be the greatest player of all time by the time she retires.
Yeah.
We hit her a quarter bet. We still have her futures to get there, plus 550. If she is able to win these two matches.
Who's she playing tonight?
Maddie Keys.
Oh, okay.
She's like a minus 550 favorite or something like that.
Oh, so it's come down from the last round.
Yeah, yesterday was minus 1667 against Emma Bonner.
Is that where that closed at?
Yeah.
Wow.
But if she wins these two, and it's a big, it's two big matches, you never know.
You're taking me to Disneyland?
She will have won her sixth major at that point. At this point in her life, same age to the day, Serena Williams won seven. So that would be the pace she is on. We shall see.
Almost as good as Serena pace. That's pretty good.
We have done all we could do. Jonathan Von Tobel and Grace Remington sitting in today on Money Moves. That's next at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.